The Dino and Pete Podcast.
Capital.
It is the Dino and Pete Podcast. It's always started the way. It's already started the way it's going to continue.
How? How so? What do you mean started?
Because you just said, what number podcast is this? And I said, number two.
Yeah, but I forget because
we did one last week.
I know, but I forget because we've had an old podcast series in the past and now we've got a new podcast series. I didn't know if we were continuing the number.
No.
Why would we?
And this is what drives me crazy about you, right? So why would we, if we were going to continue with the numbers from the old podcast, why did we call last week's podcast one? We've called it podcast one, but then the next podcast we do, it's going to be 94.
I've been watching quite a few TV shows. I'll have like season one, episode whatever, through to 13 or 14, and then season two, and then what it'll say is 15, season two, episode one. And it confuses me. I didn't know if we were continuing the numbers or what.
Producer Dave, have you ever seen that?
Never ever seen anything like that.
No, what you're doing now, Pete, is you are making this up.
No, I'm not.
I've watched a lot of box sets, right?
Okay.
It goes season one, episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever. Yep. Then it goes season 2, episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It's not always the case, my friend. I've seen situations.
It's the reason you're not very good at maths, Pete.
Yeah, no, it is.
I'm not good at maths.
Or common sense.
I'm not good at that.
Alive,
I'm not good at any of it. I'm not
any
good at any of that. So just for clarity's purposes and just to get this straight in my head, we're on season 2.
No, no, forget the season thing.
Episode 2, is that right?
This is not the blacklist.
Why not?
I wish it was.
That would be cool. I'd be Raymond Reddington. I'd shave my head.
No, you wouldn't.
It would be cool.
You wouldn't be Raymond Reddington. You know who you'd be?
What?
You'd be Sean Bean.
What does it matter? I don't remember him in that.
No, he wasn't in that.
But
everything that Sean Bean is in, he's dead within three series, within three episodes.
Yeah, you say, but that, well, not Sharpie. He didn't die on Sharpie, did he?
But no one watched
you wouldn't
that.
Be him in Sharpie.
You'd be him in anything but Sharp.
Right.
That's what you would be.
Oh, I'd like to be him
you'd
in
be
Sharpie.
Like, yeah, he was great in Sharp. No, hang on a minute. No, you're in the ones where he dies after. I started
they'd get you in and the writers
Game
would be like, we're not keeping him.
Game of Thrones, I'm watching it.
I don't watch that.
I go in that. That's Sean Bean, isn't it? I was a bit late to the party with Game of Thrones. So I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, Sean Bean's in this. He's a good bloke. He's from Sheffield. Do you know what I mean? I understand what you're saying. Do you know what? Three episodes later, the bloke's dead.
Right, okay.
And not only dead, but head on a stake somewhere.
What are you saying?
Oh, now we've got to put a spoiler alert on the podcast.
So now you're suggesting that by season two, episode three,
next week,
I'll be dead.
You'll be
dead. Is that what you're saying?
Just be me and Dave.
Well, who knows? Next week, it might be season four, episode 96.
I tell you what, you are If I'm dead this time next week, you'll be laughing on the other side of your face and you'll listen back to this at some point. You'll be listening back to this at some point and you'll go, oh dear. And there'll be a somberness about you, Dino. Yeah, there will.
It'll be Pete died then. Anyway, here we are.
Right, do you know what? What I'd like to do at my funeral, should I die this week?
I'm not going to your funeral.
This is awful. Can I touch wood? That's not even wood. I'm in MDF. Dino, you used to be a carpenter. Is that wood there?
That's wood, yeah.
Right, I'm touching wood right now. If I am dead this time next week, could we please play this at my funeral?
Could you,
Dino, and you, Dave, please be standing next to my mum?
The way you're having to stand to touch that wood, if anyone can look in from the window right now, they're going to be wondering what's going on. You're leaning on.
Take your hand off that now. Just let it go.
You look like a camp New York gangster leaning on an alleyway wall.
I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Anyway, if I have passed, unfortunately, then, and we are listening to this at my funeral, and my mum is giving you the death stare, I'd just like to say thank you very much for bringing me up in such a good way.
But this isn't a podcast anymore, it's a eulogy.
This is awful. It wasn't planned.
No,
I'm going to touch the wood again. I'm going back over. I'm on the wood. I never thought I'd use the phrase I'm on the wood ever, especially on a podcast.
You know, if we can go back to the way you number things.
Yes.
How are you with Christmas Day? You still have that on the 25th, or you've moved that to like the 14th just for kicks?
No, 25th. I had to give it some thought.
No, I was just concerned about that.
No, it's all fine as far as Christmas.
I find Christmas quite awkward for lots of reasons. Because this time of year, emails start floating around going, oh yeah, look, it's Christmas parties happening here, there, or wherever. Not so much you, because you don't get invited.
No,
you,
no,
but,
I don't
but,
know.
But
Dave and myself are going. Mm-hmm.
But then you get that, what do you want to eat? Well, with the greatest respect, it's over a month away. How will I know what I'm going to want to eat in a month?
Let me tell you what you do. I order any old stuff. And then, when the stuff comes round, who ordered that? Yeah, that was me. And you just say what you feel like on the day. Genuinely. And if they bring out like a khaki piece of chicken, who wants a vegetarian? Yeah, I'll have a vegetarian. I've done that before. And do you know what they did? They brought out a mushroom that was the size of a hat. I don't even like mushrooms. It's a mistake.
Did you just eat it because you were edged into a corner?
Are you sure?
I'm the vegetarian. Oh, hang on. No, I've seen the vegetarian. I lied through my teeth. I'm actually the turkey, but I didn't like the look of it.
Are you sure the mushroom was a meal, or are you sure it wasn't just someone next to you had a very big hat on? You just tucked in.
No, I got involved. They looked at me a bit strange.
But you've taken three bites and one massive forkful out of me hat. How am I going to
wear
that?
Well, my chicken didn't look very nice. So.
I think they gave me a strange look because I had the pâté for the starter. And they were like, you're not a vegetarian, are you?
No, it's all true, though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's one of the. It's quite a turbulent life. This week's been quite tough for you, anyway. Anyone who listened to the show would know you made a fool of yourself on lots of different levels. You spanked a man in a gym with your towel.
You've made it sound weird. It wasn't weird.
No, because spanking a man in a gym is never weird.
I think the man would like to beg to differ. I think he found it very weird.
I apologise, but he refused to make eye contact. I'm apologising.
You did. One of the things that you did do when you said you. Unfortunately, you managed to just whip his backside with your towel. If that were genuine, that's fine. But it's the fact that you did that thing where you swirl your towel to make
it
quite.
I didn't swirl my towel.
<Woo! laughs> Yeah.
Look me in the eyes when I apologise.
It wasn't. You made it weird, guys. You made it weird. It wasn't like that. I was there just drying myself off, and there was just a bit of towel flappage, and it accidentally let go with one hand, and it whacked him on the. I don't know where it hit. I heard it. I didn't stand around to wait to see where the red mark appeared.
And also, there was the dash cam that you bought that has embarrassed you this week. If you missed that, Pete bought one of those dash cams, the things that record your car journeys for two reasons. One, he was recently involved in an accident.
She just ran into me.
But also, you're a liability on the road.
Yeah.
And so you bought this dash cam that you knew recorded the footage, but didn't realise it recorded the audio.
That's right.
And have since discovered that when in the car on your own, you talk to yourself.
I didn't know I did that.
It's okay. I'd like to play Exhibit A.
Oh, no. Got my bag for life. I've got big pockets. Be all right. Be all right.
That was an internal thought as far as I'm concerned.
And what about this one?
Thank you. Cheers. You too. I raise a glass to you, my friend.
The thing is, anybody who's listened to those clips thinks you're drunk anyway.
Well, I'm not drunk.
I raise a glass to you. I raise a glass to you. Impeccable pavement manners there.
Nobody waved to me. I waved. No, he flashed me. He let me go.
He was in a car, was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
Right, okay.
I waved to him.
Wasn't the bloke from the gym, was it?
No, it wasn't the bloke from the gym.
I recognise you.
Woo-hoo. I waved to him, he waved to me again, and there was a bit too much of a waving thing, so I saluted him.
Right.
And went, there you go, my friend, and just took it to extremes.
Yeah, no, you absolutely...
And he couldn't hear me, so it was okay.
No, it wasn't that it was okay, it was totally pointless.
Yeah.
Something that's been a little bit successful this week. Mm. Not that most of the things that you've done have been a failure in some way, Pete. But producer Dave who is sat over there at the moment. Mm-hmm. He tweets people on our Twitter account. Right?
Yes, he does. Yeah,
but
yeah.
I've realised something. Right,
go on.
People are replying to him, but thinking that he's us.
I know.
And it's not us, it's him.
It's not only
approaching
that.
Attractive ladies.
It's not only that. It pricked my ears up when our timeline and our app mentions were full of really attractive girls.
Yeah.
And I'm clicking on them. I'm going,
Don't get me wrong. He's not doing anything inappropriate.
No, not at all.
I suddenly realised it made it sound like he was being underhand.
No,
he's not. But he'll tweet like, "Good morning," and then. They'll be like, "Oh, hi, Dino and Pete," and he's like, he doesn't go, "No, it's just Dave, messy." he's actually, I think now he believes he is the both of us.
I am.
I do.
I am.
It's weird because you are you, and then you're quite very personable person, Dave, if you don't mind me saying, and people warm to you, and it's like. I feel like they're falling for you on Twitter.
No, they're falling for you.
This is the problem.
This is the problem.
I pretend to be you two when I'm out and about. If I ever need to go get into a restaurant or dodge a queue.
Because that's the first thing that's going to get you refused.
It is.
Hi there, I'm Dino and Pete. I'm kind of a big deal.
I am Dino and Pete, #, kind of a big deal. No, but you have to be... What I'm saying, the reason I'm making this public knowledge, I think it's important, is if Dave is going to do that, then I think it's important that people acknowledge it could be Dave.
I know, and I think so, it's important to do this.
After you've listened to the podcast, what I want you to do is tweet us at Dino and Pete. If you don't follow us already, by the way, we are quite active on the account as just Pete and myself.
Yeah, sure.
But now Dave's on there as well, just randomly acknowledging a very attractive lady.
He is doing that.
We're kind of super busy. So at Dino and Pete on Twitter, if you do want to follow us, but then as soon as you follow us, or even if you follow us already, just tweet, hope you're okay, Dino and Pete, or something like that, and then put, by the way, let me know if this is Dave.
That's it, because I think like you've built relationships with quite a few good-looking girls on Twitter behind the veil of myself and Dino. And I feel like,
and
somehow,
I'll be honest, I didn't realise attractive ladies spoke to us on Twitter.
I didn't.
Well, they didn't before I came.
Well, they didn't, exactly. And the thing is, you're not getting the credit for it, no, man. Do you know
but
what
I'll,
I mean?
I'll start signing them off as D, because then it could be either me or Dino.
That's not helping at all, is it?
Well,
that's
it's not going to be Pete, is it? Because he's busy talking to himself.
No, he's tweeting acknowledging himself on social media.
Do you know what? This whole thing with someone else doing the legwork, we should go out, mate, for a few beers one night. You can do the legwork, and I'll swoop in at the last moment.
Pete swoops in and goes, hey, I'm actually Pete. They go, oh, that's the noise of disapproval.
Yeah, that is.
So listen, we've pretty much run out of time for this podcast.
Yeah.
But
it was a shame because I was having a great time.
But the thing is, I want you to bear in mind, try and get into your way of thinking now. When we do this next week, it'll be number three.
Number three. So season two, episode three.
Season two.
Unless I'm dead, of course, in which case it doesn't really matter. You call it whatever you want. No. You can continue in whatever numbering system you go with.
You're absolutely... We will do that, all right?
We'll take it away, and then by about Christmas time, we'll have a little break. We'll have the mid-season break.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. That's what they do in the States with mock sets.
I know it is,
It's crazy. So anyway, we'll be back next week. Probably two-thirds of us looking at the way this one's gone.
I'll be dead. Hi, Mum. Hello, Vicar.
The Dino and Pete Podcast. Capital.